Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Darryl Davis Black and Green. You know, I just wanted to jump on here and, you know, I don't want people to take this the wrong way. I don't want you to see this as gloating. You know, I've served the community my whole life. I've asked for nothing for my journey. I'm not a politician at all, much less a career politician. But I think it's important that we distinguish between the movement and the political arena. You have some people who have crossed over, such as John Lewis, and you know, they like to say that he was got in trouble, but it was good trouble, acceptable trouble. That's the kind of trouble we like. You know, in other words, you know, and I saw Bill Clinton say this. You know, we need more John Lewis's instead of Stokely Carmichael's, you know, which was the height of insult to me as a black person, because it's not for Bill, Hillary, and nobody white to tell black people who should be our spokespersons, leaders, or who we should follow. They always pick the most docile, conciliatory black person they can find, or one that is loyal to the political system rather than to the black community. And there's a world of difference. You know, well, Darryl, what's the difference between an activist and a black politician? Well, the black politician gets paid by the white establishment. The black activist gets attacked by the white establishment. The black politician is given plaques every year by the NAACP and Juneteenth because they reward docile do-nothing behavior. The black activists who started Juneteenth and African festivals and stuff are shunned and not invited because they don't want to honor strong black leadership. They don't want to give you that image of fearless, successful black leadership. When a black politician goes into a meeting with the powers that be, they come out with a job for their wives. When Darryl Davis or black activists or Committee for Justice goes to a meeting, we come out with a community center for you. We come out with jobs for you. We come out with nothing for ourselves. And that brings up another point. It's not enough to have leadership. You got to have constituency. And so we too often don't understand that we leave our leaders on the battlefield too often. Too often we pass the plate to pastor every Sunday, but pastor's not in the community anymore. Pastor has been targeted. That comes out of the tradition of having an independent black voice. So if the church is paying for pastor's mortgage and car note and salary, they can be free to speak. But now the system has infiltrated the black church and is giving them money to set up daycare centers and affordable housing and health care and give and augment their salaries. And a lot of them now are running for office. And so you got that whole dynamic where pastor has been taken out of the grassroots struggle. Generally, there are some good ones, but not many. And you could look at Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, who you know, more or less came out of the movement, but have parked on the Democratic Party plantation. They're now Democratic millionaires. And it's a form. It's almost like a social drug. We have a black senator. We have a black mayor. No, these are feel goods. Because while they are elected black officials, they don't use the word racism. They don't use the word gentrification. You don't see them in your communities. They're not from your communities. They don't live in your communities. Therefore, they're not leadership. They're servants of the racist, corrupt, mostly Democratic Party. And so the black community is on the move and thinking more independently and re-embracing the movement as opposed to just voting. Voting is only a tool, not the tool. And a very ineffective one at that, because they control who you get to vote for. We're embracing the movement. We're on the move. We're running our own candidates. We're primarying machine Democrats. We're registering people to vote. We're embracing voices that come out of our community. We're not looking for perfection in our leaders. We're looking for dedication. And we're seeing clearer. And I've been saying for 30 years, the Democrats are going to lose the black vote and start losing elections unless you start giving back. Migrants get here, they're given housing, first time home buyer mortgages, prepaid cards to buy the food that they like, more than what people who fought for this country are getting. Put up in fancy hotels. You got black veterans that Eric Adams and others are putting in jail. Black people are being trampled on as much today as when we got here. It's not enough to say we got a black elected official. We need black elected officials who will feel the outrage that the black community's feeling. Everybody's got a bill to protect them. Gay community, lesbian community, migrants, women, everybody except black people. That's got to change. That's got to change. And one way, well, Darryl, if Trump wins, it's going to be worse for on black people than anybody. No, our condition does not change. Whether it's Trump, I didn't feel anything worse under Trump. I feel worse under Biden because I see him taking care of everybody but those our ancestors who built this community, who built this country. It's only a handout when it comes to black people. If we were given $1,000 a month to buy the foods we like, whether it's steak, lobster, someone would be complaining. Migrants are given $1,000 a month to buy whatever they want. No questions asked. And see, it's not. And by the way, it doesn't mean that I'm against them or what they're getting. I'm saying, where's the pecking order? Where's ours? Where's the black Democrats saying, what about my people? They don't exist because they're not for us. They're for themselves. And this is why black history and African history is so important. If you look at those that came up out of our communities, the most dedicated black leaders, the ones that would sacrifice their lives and their freedom for our children and for our future. They know African history. They have African pride. They have black unity because it's your culture that is the glue that unites us. And that's why they were against black history being taught in the schools, because then you're going to have a coherent group of black people with self-love. And loving their fellow African Americans, because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. And it begins with your culture of who you are, being part of a group that makes you feel proud. And that's their fear. And so when you look at our greatest leaders, from Malcolm to Harriet Tubman to Sojourner Truth to Angela Davis, they know their history and culture. Black Panthers studied. They know that we come from a warrior tradition. They know that we come from royalty. And you want to be a part of that. And so these are things that I see converging now. There was no such thing as Black Lives Matter. There were hundreds of movements nationally that have been in place before the Black Lives Matter craze. But the system took a paintbrush and said, boom, it's all Black Lives Matter, because they want to hide just how educated black people are. They want to hide just how much we're on the move. They want to hide how much we're winning and how much we're progressing. But people are waking up. People are fed up. I'm excited to be here during this time with these movements and this progress. Yes, it's a war. They're not going to give it to us. We're always going to be under attack, either official or unofficial government policy. We are under attack. Well, Darryl, you know, I pulled myself out. This is what other white groups say. No, you were given something. You were given whole economies, Irish, Jewish, Italians, migrants, given money, millions, whole economies, home buyer programs. We're not given anything. We're under attack. And still, you know, I don't want to sound like the poet, but still we rise. We're still here. We're still fighting. We're still making progress. Donald Trump can win. Is he going to win? I don't know. Too many things can happen between now and then. But I do know that his support is passionate. I do know that more blacks are switching over. And those who aren't switching over are making a very liberating statement. Well, let's at least talk to him. Let's at least talk to him. Oh, well, you know, if Donald wins, it's going to be worse on blacks. No, 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 no. No more boogeyman. You want our support? Where's our jobs? Where's our business opportunities? Where's the housing that we can afford? Where's justice? At least talk about these things. New day, brothers and sisters. New day. We are banging on the door to be at that table. And if we can't be at that table, we're ready to build our own. Because if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.